You know that feeling when you first pick up a new book? That little bit of resistance opening the cover, maybe even that distinct paper smell.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
It's a specific kind of anticipation.
Exactly. Like you're about to step into a whole new world just through words.
And it's fascinating, actually, how Ethan Esbeck kicks off his book, Resilient, with exactly that in lesson zero, starting point. He leans right into that physical
The
connection.
pages, the words.
Yeah, that whole sensory thing. He presents it as like the gateway to something deeper. It kind of makes you stop and think why that tangible aspect is so important right off the bat.
Right. And that's precisely what we're diving into today. We've got some excerpts you shared from this foundational lesson. And the goal really is to unpack Esbeck's starting point, a version of resilience. Why this book? What's he trying to build with the listener from, page one?
Well, looking at the bigger picture, this lesson zero, it feels very intentional. It's not just hello. It seems like he's setting the stage for how he wants you, the reader, the listener, to engage with the whole thing. He's not just dumping info. He's trying to build a relationship almost, a partnership for exploring resilience.
Okay, so let's start at the very beginning then. He mentions that unique experience and distinctive smell leading to profound satisfaction. It's more than reading, it's almost a ritual, he's pointing out.
Right.
What do you make of that starting point?
It is interesting, isn't it? Why not just, define resilience by starting with this almost nostalgic vibe about books? Maybe he's suggesting that the growth we're looking for comes through a deliberate process.
Like reading itself.
Exactly, not instant fixes, but immersing yourself in the journey of learning.
Then he calls the book a valuable resource for personal and business growth, offering practical advice and strategies to empower you. That's pretty direct.
Super direct. And notice personal and business growth. That's key. It signals that he sees resilience as like fundamental. It applies everywhere, not just work or just home life. He's setting the expectation this isn't just a business book or just self-help. It bridges things.
He also brings up a dual motivation, helping people he knows, but also reaching a broader audience, like our listeners. Why mention both, do you think?
Well, mentioning his own circle alongside everyone else, it lends a certain authenticity, maybe. It suggests these aren't just abstract ideas he dreamed up.
That they've worked for real people he knows.
Kinda, yeah. And then extending that outwards feels more genuine, like he's sharing something he truly believes can help lots of people, including you.
Okay, here's where the core theme really pops. He calls resilience a powerful tool for achieving success in the business world. That's a strong opening statement.
It is, and it frames the whole conversation immediately. He's not just talking about, bouncing back from tough times in general. He's linking resilience directly to professional goals.
Makes you think how that ability to withstand stuff.
Yeah, how it's tied directly to your capacity for success, especially in like a competitive environment.
He says the examples, stories, and advice have taken many years to develop, test, and refine. He even mentions holding back until it felt good enough. That sounds like rigorous.
It implies the content isn't just trendy stuff, right? Years of work, refinement that builds credibility. It's like he's saying, look, I've put this through its paces.
So for the listener, it suggests the strategies are probably practical, tested.
Exactly. Proven in the real world, hopefully.
Then there's this bit I think is quite relatable. He says, I write this book not as an expert in everything resilience, but as a fellow traveler.
Ah, yes, the fellow traveler part.
It takes away that feeling of being lectured, doesn't it?
Right.
By someone who's maybe never struggled.
Totally. It creates empathy, a shared experience, makes the lessons feel more accessible. Like he's saying, hey, I'm figuring this out too, and here's what helped me. Maybe it'll help you.
He follows that up, saying, the book chronicles his vision, processing, and implementing lessons from his own entrepreneurial journey. So it's very much his story woven in.
And grounding it in entrepreneurship is smart.
How so?
Because starting a business is inherently full of challenges, right? So framing resilience through that lens gives concrete examples. It moves it from abstract ideas to like stuff that actually happened.
And he mentions using a lesson approach. Based on concepts he's mastered over the years while sharing my life's resilience, sounds structured, almost like a curriculum from his life.
That lesson approach is important for the listener, I think. It suggests the book is organized to help you actually learn and remember, not just random thoughts, but a framework built on his own experience.
Then he hopes that sharing his journey makes the listener feel connected and inspired to embark on your path. It's about creating that shared feeling motivation.
That really shows his intent, doesn't it? It's not just data transfer. It's about connection, about possibility. He wants you to see his path and think, okay, maybe I can do this too.
He's also really open about making many mistakes as a successful, still growing entrepreneur, sharing those as guidance, that vulnerability. It's quite effective.
It really is. Admitting failures builds trust. It reinforces that resilience isn't about never messing up.
It's about learning from it.
Exactly. By owning his missteps, he sort of gives the reader permission to see their own challenges as learning moments, not, you know, dead ends.
And he's clear his goal isn't just a reference manual. He wants to meet those readers who seek more than advice, but seek to know the author and find inspiration. He's aiming for something deeper.
Yeah, he gets that just giving facts isn't always enough. People connect with stories, right? Personal stuff. By sharing his narrative, he's kind of offering mentorship through the pages. Not just tips, but inspiration, that feeling of you're not alone.
It's interesting then how he brings in that wider societal point, the focus on end time events, but urging us to live fulfilling lives anyway.
Yeah.
He thinks the book helps you live within your purpose. How does that connect to resilience?
Well, in a world that feels kind of anxious about the future, building resilience is even more vital, isn't it? If you focus on living with purpose now, you build this inner strength.
To navigate the uncertainty.
Yeah. Esbach seems to be saying resilience isn't just surviving, it's thriving. Finding meaning even when things feel pressured.
Then he circles back to why he started writing the entrepreneurial angle. Realizing starting a business without guidance is tough. He even says, the advice I needed came at a high price, which formed some of the basis of this book.
Sounds like hard lessons learned.
That bit about the high price stands out. It implies the insights he's sharing are valuable, maybe saved him or could save you costly mistakes, like he's sharing knowledge he had to really work or pay for. A shortcut, potentially.
And he trusts this guidance will help you stay positive during challenging times. So positivity is a big piece of his resilience puzzle.
Seems like it. I mean, resilience isn't about pretending problems don't exist, but that positive outlook. It's key for problem solving, for keeping going. His book sounds like a tool to help cultivate that mindset. He keeps hammering home that the lessons come from what he was taught and what he learned about how to become more resilient. Grounded in specific personal experiences in business, always back to the real world.
That constant grounding in his own experience makes it feel authentic. These aren't just theories, they're strategies tested in the demanding world of business.
He also mentions the book was self-funded, teaching him anything is possible if your desire is greater than the obstacles. That's a powerful statement about drive.
It is. The act of self-funding is like a meta example of the resilience he's talking about. It shows his own commitment, his belief, and highlights that overcoming stuff often boils down to how much you want it.
And his aim. For you to see your passion, not in the mind or heart, but as a practical everyday enjoyment, making purpose less abstract, more daily.
That shift from passion as a feeling to practical everyday enjoyment, that's about sustainability, isn't it? True resilience comes from linking your why to your what I do today, makes purpose a constant strength.
Then there's that striking metaphor, resilience speaking to the Navy SEAL living within you, helping you get your uniquely written stories. Unlocking inner strength.
The Navy SEAL thing, it's a strong image, maybe a bit intense, but it gets across that idea of untapped potential, right? Pushing through serious adversity. And uniquely written stories that emphasizes individuality. We can all shape our own success narratives.
He also gets that feeling of being driven but uninspired. Needing skills and tools, some innate, some taught to actually do things. Resilience is part of that toolkit.
Recognizing that driven but uninspired state is really insightful. Passion isn't enough on its own. You need the practical skills and the resilience to handle setbacks when you try to make things real. Resilience bridges vision and execution.
Finally, wrapping up Lesson Zero, he stresses resilience for adapting to change in this fast-paced world, being agile, being able to pivot quickly.
Yeah, in today's world, adaptability is everything, isn't it? For people, for companies, resilience is what allows that adaptability. It lets you navigate uncertainty, respond effectively.
And he finishes by saying, resilient people handle setbacks better and are likelier to come out on top by seeing challenges as opportunities for growth. Really sums up his opening message.
It does. Lesson Zero basically lays it all out. Resilience is vital for personal and business growth. He uses his own story, framing resilience not just as bouncing back, but as a proactive way to succeed and live purposefully.
So wrapping up this first dive into Lesson Zero, It's clear Esbok means resilient to be super practical, very personal. A guide. He's that fellow traveler sharing hard-won lessons from his business life. Resilience for him here is about navigating change, overcoming hurdles, and ultimately reaching your unique potential.
And thinking about, you know, listeners wanting to grasp things quickly but deeply, Lesson Zero actually gives a pretty solid overview of his whole philosophy. You get different angles, his personal take on learning, the business stories, his hopes for the reader. It all points to resilience as the foundation.
Yeah, the bedrock for fulfillment, both personal and professional.
Exactly.
Makes you think about Esbok's idea of our uniquely written stories. What does this starting point, this Lesson Zero, mean for how you might start recognizing and shaping your own resilient story? Which parts of his perspective hit home first when you think about turning your own challenges into, well, opportunities? Definitely leaves you with something to chew on.